And it's very, I don't want to say heteronormative, but yeah, the male picks up the female in his car.
Yeah.
Or else it hurts the other way.
Yeah, right. Hurts a lot of those important values.
Yeah.
Shakes them up.
Shakes them up. It shakes them up the same way that I would shake up horse sperm in a box at the airport when I was working at the airport.
Mm.
And then I'd say to my colleagues, ha, 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 all those horses are going to be scratched from the race.
Yes.
I thought that was hilarious.
Yes.
I thought that was, you know, a really intelligent line. Meat is good, meat is right, meat of the week.
But yeah, there is obviously a standard unit of measurement for horse cum in a box.
Yeah.
That you can get off Amazon or something.
I think it comes in vials, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. It's speaking of denying the miracle of life, I was, did I tell you about the billboards that I saw in Far North Queensland?
Like, no, I want to hear about this.
Pro-life. I can't remember what the church is called. I'm not going to look it up. It's called pro-life. Like Quality Choice Australia or something.
Yeah.
And, it's this pro-life church that exists in Queensland, and you get, and I looked it up, and it's on the ABC website. They talk about it a bit.
So this billboard, so it's prompted you to
Mackay. Yeah, it's around Mackay, which is like what, a few hours short of Cairns.
Yeah,
and so you're heading towards Mackay, and you see a billboard, and it says something like, "Your choice matters. Make it the right one." Something like that. And there's just a picture of a church, and you're like, okay, what does that mean? Go to church, don't go to church. Anyway, you keep going, and then there's another one, and it's like this, like, spray-painted baby. It's not a photo of a baby. It's like,
is it a stencil?
It's like a stencil, but like a really sort of, everything's really blurry and murky, and there's no real concrete lines on the object.
So they didn't tape it properly.
Just looks like one big fuzzball of kind of skin colour. And then it's got another sort of generic message. And then the third billboard that you hit before you get to Cairns, I'd say about 100 km out of Cairns, is a picture of a fetus. So it's a lady, and it's like the baby bump, and then it's cut off with just the baby bump coming out of the side of the billboard. And then it's got like a little transparency on the baby bump so you can see inside, and there's a fetus inside just there on the billboard. Just a fetus on a billboard. And so they've gotten to fetuses on billboards at this.
Due to the incoherent nature of Christopher's rambling, this section has been cut.
Made it sound like 56 aborted fetuses had been adopted, which, to be honest, that's a pretty good number. Like, you convinced 56 couples to abort, to adopt a dead baby. I don't know, go like all weekend at Bernie's with that shit at like the kiddie pool at the public pool or something. I don't know what they're doing with those things. But the other one, this is going off the pro-choice, but a motor vehicle injury insurance lawyer, that's their main clientele, called Splat Lawyers. And it's SPLATT. So you know the guy didn't just, you know, it's there, the extra T's there, so you know it's his name. So it was, or like,
trademark.
Yeah, yeah. Splat.
Splat.
Which is classy. And the weird thing is that I looked it up, and Splat Lawyers is based in Brisbane. It's based in Fortitude Valley. But you never see any of the billboards in Brisbane, or at least I haven't. So I think they pitch it to the crazies up north, and they keep the billboards quiet in Brisbane because people think that's distasteful.
Do we have any billboards in Alice?
No. That's why I'm so attracted to billboards when I'm outside of Alice Springs, because you see them and that you don't see them here.
I think Andy Warhol started his career off as a screen printer, so
yeah,
I get it. I understand that the people have a fascination with billboards.
Yeah. They're just, because they're so much bigger than real life, and it's like a head. It's always someone's head trying to sell a product. Like, and it's usually the people that make the thing or whatever, so it's not usually a good head, it's just the dude's head.
It's
like,
the dude's head.
I invented the reverse vacuum cleaner dog wash or something, and here's my head, and it's not a good head, but it's there. It's there. And they think that's going to sell it. It's not even the product. It's like, what? I don't know. Human touch. The human connection.
The human connection.
I put myself up here, buy this f***ing thing, guys. I don't know.
Something.
Yeah, do push-ups to pay your respects.
I did 22 push-ups not filmed today so that I knew that I could do it tomorrow when I am obliged to do it and film it. I won't do it for 22 days. I'll do it once.
Look, I don't mean to brag, but I have to brag. I'm not good at many things, but I can do push-ups. I can do push-ups all f***ing day long, and I'm so unfit. But
there's nothing of you, Chris. Nothing like, good. Chris.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly. I mean, how much do you weigh?
What's like 70 kilos.
70 kilos. Okay, so I weigh about 103.
Oh, well then, yeah, right, that's fucked.
So I'd have to have two small children on my back.
Yeah.
To, No, you'd have to have two small children on your back.
Yeah, I could probably still do one like that.
in the prone position.
Yeah, yeah. No, I used to be obsessed with doing push-ups, and it doesn't make you good at anything except for doing push-ups. It doesn't make you strong or anything.
Maybe if your mother was in a burning car, at that time you might be able to lift her out or lift the car out or push it in the lake or out of the lake if needed.
Yeah.
That's a possibility.
There's like a video of someone doing that. Lifting a car and pulling someone out.
Who's videoing that? Why aren't they helping? I thought two people would be better in that situation.
Well, people on the internet had voted and they wanted to see that shit, I think. So they just... And they're really...
The whole applying for jobs thing has been very interesting for me. I've put in about 9 applications and I've had about 3 or 4 responses. And
yep.
My CV to date has been just complete forgery, really.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And I lie in my interviews. Not entirely, but there are fictionalized accounts of my capabilities.
Yeah.
I feel bad for people who employ me.
Yeah.
I get a lot of jobs because of my chin. I've got a good chin.
Yeah, right.
I
can't say that that's worked for me. The lack of chin hasn't done anything either way, as far as I know. But
I think physically we complement each other. I think your chin could fit nicely in between my chin.
Okay.
If we had to fit into a box.
Yeah, right.
And it came down to chin space.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that was preventing us from being in the box.
Right. Yeah. You'd have to have me pressing my overbite into your face at some point if there was a box scenario going on, though.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, oh. Just pressing. And then you'd have those two big teeth marks just on your forehead for a week after that.
I've got gingivitis. You'd probably get some blood.
I got heaps of gingivitis too.
Well, I don't floss. I'm not...
Nah, I do sometimes. Sometimes I'll leave a floss near my desk and then remember. But you can't floss at work. That's apparently unsavory. Well, yeah. No one says anything, but I get really into it.
I'll brush my teeth in a public toilet. I will put the toothpaste on the brush and wet the brush and maybe wet my mouth, and then I'll get into a stall, close it up, and hope that no one's listening to me brush my teeth.
Right.
And then I'll spit into the toilet bowl.
Because what would they think if you were doing that? That you were giving a guy with a really big mustache a blowjob or something? I don't know what you could possibly make of that noise other than that guy's just brushing his teeth.
Yeah, it's very... specific sound. Yeah.
And it's very rhythmic and it's...
Yeah. Yeah. And I brush my gums, and I think because I brush my gums, I don't need to floss them.
No.
What sound are we gonna use when you say f***? Is it gonna be like a...
Is it gonna be... the first one? No, it's probably...
No, it was a few more.
I wasn't even thinking about that.
Can it be like a...
Yeah, it can be whatever you want. Oh my God. I gotta stop doing that.
All right. Let's wrap this...
All right.
Little ditty up.
Yeah.
And then we will commence again. Thank you for listening, dear listeners. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. How do I stop this?